take.
Well, another steamer today. Shime, did you say real feel around 100 or something like that later
that
on?
That is correct, Greg.
Okay. We are always on the lookout for quality Hill Notes, so leave one of those now or anytime this morning on the Odyssey app. A voice note with all of your innermost thoughts on any topic, whether it is something that we are discussing or something that we haven't discussed. And we will play the best ones back next hour at about 9:20. But we were smack dab in the middle of the news, so here is the rest of it from Courtney.
Here in Massachusetts, four criminal defendants were released from jail yesterday because they haven't had an attorney for more than 7 days because the state can't pay for them, nor can the defendants.
So this is those that are indigent.
Correct.
And the state is required to provide you with an attorney if you cannot afford one.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're out of money when it comes to that part of the budget, apparently.
Yes.
And so we're just to be clear, we're just releasing the violent criminals out onto the street.
Well, so the four defendants that are released, two of them face drug distribution charges. One man is accused of choking his partner and a man accused of receiving stolen property.
Mm. So we're just letting a guy out.
No, yes. Public defendants.
Who is defenders. We're letting a guy out who is accused of choking his spouse.
Correct.
All right.
And what are they doing for the spouse? That's my question. Releasing somebody, are you making sure that the spouse is protected and is safe throughout this? Because, okay, you have a defense attorney shortage. There's an ongoing work stoppage. You can't afford them anymore. The defendants can't pay for them. You can't pay for them.
Well, we can't afford them because we've spent billions of dollars kindly putting people up for months and months and months on end who have come here to visit this country. Like, it's nonsense.
What about all that money they spent on the Karen Reed trial? They could have used some of that.
Yeah,
that's a great point.
Pay for those.
And
with the probably with the great person
point.
Who was choked, I mean, all what do they do to really protect them? They get, you know, restraining order, and that's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can hear from the first defendant released, Deshaun Lawrence, on BZ.
I got arrested, and I didn't have no actual legal aid, like I said, to defend me, my rights. And I was really, really frustrated because I lost a lot.
Okay.
All right. So you know what the criminals are thinking. Good time to commit a crime.
Yes, you're right about that.
Yeah.
God.
We finally have a follow-up on a story we talked about months ago in the news. Erin Patterson from Australia, she has been convicted of killing three elderly relatives of her estranged husband with a meal laced with poisonous mushrooms.
Oh, yeah.
So we talked about this story.
And her estranged husband, right?
Her estranged husband survived.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
So wait, she cooked something with poisonous
beef Wellington.
Food.
Yes, was the
beef
meal.
Beef Wellington.
Yes.
By the way, underappreciated entree, the Wellington.
The best.
Because you get servings of different. You get your protein, and you get your bread because it's wrapped in the.
And
in
it's
the
good dough. Bread too because it's like right. That pastry.
Right, and then you got mushrooms. You got vegetables. You got a mushroom in there.
A nice duxelle.
I was going to say duxelle. You beat me to the punch. Do you enjoy a Wellington?
Yes, I do.
Very good one at Moo.
Yes.
Which will only set you back about $5,000.
That's why you never took me.
Right. So I'm still waiting on his.
Do
beef
I still owe you that dinner?
Yes.
I thought you took him to the concert.
You took me to OAR. It's okay. We're even.
I didn't pay for those tickets. Oh, okay. I need to. I'm going to have to. Let's do it next week. I owe you that. I don't like to be a welcher. Mm. But anyway, okay. So she's
been still owe Courtney a wedding
murder.
Gift.
Enough, Sean.
It was murder.
It was murder.
Yeah.
But now she says that she did not do this, but
right.
it was her father, her ex-father-in-law, her ex-mother-in-law, the ex-mother-in-law's sister. Her ex-husband was at the lunch, and their pastor was at the lunch. The ex-husband and pastor spent a week in the hospital before making a recovery, but the other three did die. Her big argument was that she fed the beef Wellington to her two children later in the day, but then they found out that she had removed the mushrooms and the pastry around it. It was just the beef that she gave to the children. We can hear from a police spokesperson on this.
I think it's very important that we remember that we've had three people
three people have died, and we've had a person that nearly died and was seriously injured as a result, and that has led to these charges. I ask that we acknowledge those people and not forget them.
So what is she saying, that there was just like some bad ingredients that she got?
She said she was trying to make her dish taste better, and she just found these mushrooms. But they also realized that she had seen a posting online about these poisonous mushrooms, like sprouting up in one area, and she went and picked them from there.
Oh, okay.
Also, just to be clear, because I'm getting a lot of text messages about it, when it comes to the indigent, those indigent who have been accused of a crime and are looking for representation, the defense attorneys are trying to be paid more. So they are on strike.
Correct.
Okay. The governor is suggesting that we don't have the money to pay them more. I believe they are paid, according to, I don't know how accurate this is on the text line, but we have a lot of, I'm sure a lot of attorneys who listen to this radio show who say they are paid here in the state $85 an hour. Which is the lowest pay in New England?
Wow!
When it comes to the Commonwealth of Massachusetts,
oh, they need to step their pay up.
My suggestion is that you focus when we have the budget for this state is billions and billions of dollars. You find a way to make sure that you don't have to be releasing criminals or those who are alleged to be criminals out into the public.
Pay that man his money.
Correct. All right, what's next?
Well, Wiggy brought up the Karen Reed trial and some interesting news that broke yesterday. Sergeant Buchanek and Trooper DeChico have both been reassigned outside the Norfolk County DA's office.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, MSP spokesperson Tim McGurk released a statement about this, saying, "The events of the last 3 years have challenged our department to thoroughly review our actions and take concrete steps to deliver advanced investigative training, ensure appropriate oversight, and enhance accountability. Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction..."
What? Colonel.
Yeah. Colonel.
Yes.
Shoot.
Sorry.
Direction. Shoot.
It's all right. Colonel. I thought it was his name.
Yeah. The state police has and will continue to improve in these regards. Also, Officer Kelly Deaver, who we talked about extensively on this show with the Boston Police Department, she was a former Canton police officer, is reportedly on a leave of absence.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think the investigation was not performed well.
No.
So, but if you have these guys who are working for the Norfolk DA's office and have been there for a long time investigating crimes like this and they can't investigate it, why did they get reassigned somewhere else?
Correct.
Like, why are they still employed?
It just, like, it seems like interesting timing with everything else, the rumors going on.
I mean, I appreciate that this new colonel is doing, is at least making steps toward trying to improve things, but they did a horrible job investigating that crime.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're doing desk duty now.
Yeah. Under Colonel Jeffrey Noble's direction.
All right, what's next?
Gosh. Massachusetts debated happy hour yesterday.
Oh.
We can hear from State Senator Julian Sear, who represents the Cape and Islands.
I think we do need to be honest that we have a bit of a fun problem. I think it's high time that we join most other states in having happy hour be an option. Last I checked, right, we want innovation, we want competition in our hospitality sector. We should be fostering that in Massachusetts, not just preserving, corporate profits for a small set of cookie cutter restaurants.
Oh, huh. Okay.
Cookie I like cutter. The happy hour. Oh. And it's up to the restaurant whether or not they want to do it. Like,
yeah,
I think it's
good.
We
talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
So he says Massachusetts has a fun problem.
We do.
Yes.
We are the
no fun state.
All day
the Puritan
long.
Puritan state.
Yeah. And like, I don't know. And then you ask the politicians, they're always complaining and bitching about something. This is the no fun zone.
Mm-hmm. Well, I heard, I think it was the same state senator say in another interview that other states who have gotten rid of their ban on happy hour have not seen a significant uptick in drunk driving related accidents or injuries. And so, I mean, it's been banned since 1984 when I was a junior at Neshoba Regional High School. So I think it's time to bring it back.
I agree.
And if the restaurants, bars want to do it, they can. If they don't, they don't have
to. Exactly. It should be up to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have a case of Pokemon rage, which led to violence, Shime. It happened just south of San Francisco. A man is fighting for his life now after being stabbed at a GameStop store where he accused another man of cutting the line to buy some cards. An argument started, and the man was stabbed multiple times. Jeez. Police say two suspects were tracked down later in the day and taken into custody.
People go nuts over this, man. It's insane. There was like, so GameStop was dropping, I believe it were the Alakazam 151 boxes and
yes,
the prismatic
everybody
packs.
Knows that.
And people were going nuts for them.
What's in the Alakazam 51 box?
So in the 151 box, there's the that's the name of the set of cards in the Pokemon TCG. And so 151 is the original 151 Pokemon. And it's like one of the most sought after sets because everybody loves the original Pokemon from the very first game. And then Prismatic is all of the EV evolutions you can get that are like crazy looking cards, and one of them is worth over $1,000. So
really?
That's why everybody wants that set, because they all want to open it and try and find the Umbreon or the Sunbreon, as some people know it, and they don't. They most of the times don't.
So this dude, tell me you don't have sex without telling me you don't have sex. Was that that whole statement that we just heard?
No, I mean, I have plenty of sex, and I still like Pokemon, but okay.
This guy jumped the line in front of the other Pokemon people.
The man who was stabbed.
Maybe I shouldn't say jumped based on what many collectors look like, but anyway, moved slowly.
The man who accused the other man of cutting the line was the one who was stabbed. So someone cuts the line, is accused of it, turns around and stabs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and it's a huge problem too, because like when they know that a drop is going to happen at like a certain store, they'll just go throw a lawn chair out in front of the store, thinking that holds their place in line when they aren't actually there, which is not the case. If your lawn chair's there and you're not there, you're not holding that place in line. It's not like a parking spot in downtown Boston.
Aren't I supposed to be bringing you in some Pokemon cards?
Yeah, your husband has a bunch, apparently, and I'm supposed to be either purchasing them from him, or if they're big-ticket cards, going and getting them sold for him and getting them the cash.
Evaluation of those things.
Yeah.
So Santo was in college. He was in an a cappella singing group, and he's a Pokemon collector.
He collected when he was very young.
And he's also into, very into
Harry Potter.
White Raven.
White Raven is white hot.
Game of Thrones. And into Harry Potter a bit. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Very much so. But he wasn't doing Pokemon in college. He has all these cards on his hand from when he was younger. He's trying to make money.
When he was in high school.
Yeah, maybe. TSA is moving towards ending the removal of shoes at the airport. I hate this, first and foremost. I just want to go ahead and say that.
Well, we've been doing that for 20 years.
Yeah, 2006, they brought it in.
19 years.
Yep.
So now it's okay?
Well, passengers.
Why is that?
They're saying that TSA is always exploring new and innovative ways to enhance the passenger experience and our strong security posture. So, I mean, if you have TSA pre-check, that's like the biggest thing. You don't need to take your shoes off.
I love not taking my shoes off.
And maybe it's the machines that you go in now can pick up anything. Feet and shoes aren't going to deter that.
No, I don't think so.
But they're doing it in kind of stages. So sources say the change appears to be phased. If you are traveling at Baltimore, Washington International Airport, Fort Lauderdale, Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky, Portland International Airport, Philadelphia, and Piedmont, in North Carolina, they are getting rid of the no shoes.
It is kind of ridiculous. Yeah. But if it was a risk, I think it started with the Richard Reed, the shoe bomber.
Shoe bomber.
But I mean, and also they announce these things. It's kind of dumb to announce them, isn't it?
It's so dumb.
Like, hey, we're not making anybody take their shoes off anymore. If you want to try a shoe bomb,
I like it though. But I mean, I don't know. I'm no military. Bomb expert, but can you? I mean, does that concern?
Yeah, the guy was doing it.
We know that happened. Yeah. Like what? How long ago was the shoe bomber?
2006.
That's why I always fly in flip flops. I don't care if it's an ick or not.
That is gross. Because then you're walking barefoot.
Nope, don't care.
Because isn't the X-ray machine basically the same type of technology or similar technology to the machine you walk
through? That's what I'm thinking.
Pick up the same thing.
Now that you have to walk through that big bubble, basically, instead of just walking through the detector, Maybe that's why the change is happening.
Doesn't bother me one bit. I just like not having to take my shoes off.
We're going to end with Michael Douglas, who's announced his retirement at 80 years old.
Wow. Really?
Yep. Douglas made the announcement at a film festival in the Czech Republic. While speaking to Variety, Douglas said, quote, "I had been working pretty hard for almost 60 years, and I did not want to be one of those people who dropped dead on set." Fair enough.
Huh. Excellent actor.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Emergency top five best Michael Douglas films. Quick.
Number five.
Wall Street has to be on the list.
Yeah.
Number four.
Gordon Gekko, one of the great characters of all time. What was the one where he was the fed up guy who, like, the fed up office worker?
Oh. In the restaurant where he was in,
he like lost complete control and went on a rampage because he was tired. He was like a guy who just went to work every day. And what was that called?
Oh man, I'll try to find it.
Falling Down, was that the name?
Yes,
of that?
It might have been something.
Falling Down.
Yeah.
Falling
Down. Man, that was a good one.
Number three.
What is the one where his wife is Gwyneth Paltrow and she's having sex with the sculptor painter guy?
Is that Unfaithful?
No, that's not Unfaithful. That's a similar film with Diane Lane. Somebody's gonna help
And So It Goes is the Diane Lane one, I think.
No, no, we're not talking about that. Unfaithful. Basic is a film Instinct. With Diane Lane.
No, that's a different one.
No, no, no.
Solitary Man.
No. Basic Instinct, also a fantastic film. I'm telling you, the guys.
Yeah.
His work is excellent.
I mean, did his dad work until he was in his 90s?
A Perfect Murder.
A Perfect Murder. Have you seen it?
I have not.
You would love it.
Okay, I'll put that on the list. My favorite is Beyond a Reasonable Doubt, Michael Douglas.
Who's that?
2009.
Who's in that?
Amber Tamblyn, Jesse Metcalf.
What's it about?
It's like district attorney. He plays a district attorney. And it's about, proving beyond a reasonable doubt.
Oh. Okay, yeah, no.
That was an old one that Santo had me watch.
The guy is an excellent, excellent
They're doing
actor.
The War of the Roses redo, which, you remember that one?
Yeah.
DeVito was in it, so they're doing a redo with, Doctor Strange's name, the actor who plays him,
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yes.
Right? Cumberbatch?
Yep. So they're doing that one.
John in the car says Greg doesn't even know any of his movies. I just named three or four of my favorites. You donkey. But thank you for listening to everything I say intently and then commenting on it. Thank you, John.
And I guess what? I apologize. And So It Goes is not Diane Lane. It's Diane Keaton.
Yes. I don't know what you're just throwing random films out.
No, because I was screwing up Diane Keaton and Diane Lane. I thought that I was helping you.
Yes. Thank you kindly. All right, is that the news?
That's the news.
There she is, Courtney, with today's news. Right now, Courtney, with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Sox take the first against the Rockies. 9-3 was your final. Roman Anthony had his first Fenway Park homer, while Richard Fitz went 5 2/3, giving up 2 runs on 5 hits while striking out 6. Here's Fitz on his outing and what he's going to do with the lineup card from last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
Yeah, I got the lineup card for tonight, so I'm happy with that. Felt really good. Felt like everything clicked tonight for us, putting up 9 runs and, being able to get through 5 innings and, I wanted to get through 6, but, we did a great job tonight. Great win.
You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today. The Sox have another with the Rockies at Fenway tonight. 7:10 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start. Will Fleming and Brooksy on the call right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Over to the NBA, the Clippers, Jazz, and Heat agreed to a trade yesterday that sends Norman Powell to Miami, John Collins to the Lakers, and Kevin Love, Kyle Anderson, in a 2027 Clippers second rounder to the Utah Jazz. And Drake May played with a bunch of players yesterday. They posted on social media to show he, Josh Dobbs, Ramondre Stevenson, Stephon Diggs, Kendrick Bourne, Kyle Williams, DeMario Douglas, Jalen Polk, and Hunter Henry all together working out. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Big news, Coca-Cola is now buy 2, get 2 free at Shaw's and Star Market. That's right, buy 2, get 2 free on 12-pack cases of both Coca-Cola and Diet Coke. 12-ounce cans. Lowest price item is free. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. That's what's trending. We'll be right back.
Chime, I think our guys in Ripe playing Levitate this weekend. You go see them, I believe, in Marshfield, I think.
Did you see that they got into a really bad golf cart accident?
No.
They got it really bad.
Really?
They had to cancel a show the last two weeks.
Really?
And they're doing well now, but yeah.
They're also going to be at MGM Fenway in the fall, I believe.
Are they?
Yeah, I believe it's in November.
Excellent. Well, we are going to play your quality Hill Notes back at 9:20 this morning, so leave one of those on anything that we have discussed this morning. Red Sox win last night, 9-3. Roman Anthony bomb lit the Roman candle at Fenway Park last night, and they are winning games that they should be winning and some that maybe you thought they weren't going to win. So leave a Hill Note on that or on any other topic, and we will play the best ones back in less than an hour. This is Jesse. Jesse, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
What's up? Hey, I know you guys were talking about Pokemon earlier this morning, and I kind of have a quick comment and a question for Shime about it.
Okay, so, but first... Can I answer a question that I just saw being asked in the Twitch chat, and you can participate in an ongoing chat on this show if you watch it on Twitch. The question is, the guys in Ripe that were injured in the golf cart incident, were they hit by one of Shime's drives? No,
it wouldn't have reached them.
Okay. No,
there you go.
No. Go ahead, Jesse. Sorry.
Yeah. So my wife and I over the weekend just welcomed our second boy. And when we were in the hospital, I was trying to find something that sort of occupied my time. And I downloaded a Game Boy emulator on my phone because I know recently you guys were talking about the Pokemon stuff. So I downloaded a Game Boy emulator and I downloaded Pokemon. I started playing, and Shime, I got to admit to you that it brought back a ton of nostalgic memories. And I loved it. I thought it was great. So two things. One,
you know, hey,
Greg, I can,
Jesse, yeah, you know you're saying this publicly, right?
Oh, I know. I know.
Okay.
However, I can confirm two things that's going to help me publicly. One, Pokemon users, look, I just welcomed a kid under my second kid. We have sex. Confirmed, Greg. Check
confirmed.
Mark. Right? And then Shime, my question for you, right? And Greg, this is going to sound pretty nerdy, but Shime, what are like your go-to six when you're playing this game? You know, like what do you like to train, like give it to you? And then I'll hop off. But thanks for taking the call. Shime, give it to us.
Well, nine times out of ten, it depends which game it is, because each generation of Pokemon generally has different Pokemon to use. So if it's a new game, I like to try out all the new Pokemon, no team of like the older Pokemon. But in general, my favorite Pokemon for you right off the rip would be Electivire, Heracross, Blaziken, Mamoswine, Muk, and then probably Sock.
Okay,
would be my six. Yep.
Okay. Also,
there you go.
Also, give it to me. Not a phrase that a lot of Pokemon collectors get to hear that often.
Well,
okay.
Jesse clearly heard it at least twice.
Would you like to speak with the great baseball Brett?
Always.
Good morning.
Good morning. Did you just put me on hold for Pokemon talk?
Yep.
By the way, how is the recovery from the Achilles tear coming?
Recovery is going good, Greg. Day to day. Every day is getting better, Greg. Every day.
How long are you in a cast or a boot, or what's the situation?
We are in a boot for about 3 months.
Oh.
Can't put weight down for another 1 month. We can't walk for about a month, and then we dive right into it. We get right back in it.
Oh, boy.
That sucks.
Brett, now that we have you, and I know you're here to talk baseball.
No, Courtney, you've talked enough on the radio about my injury.
We just need clarification on what.
No, we're on to Courtney. We're on to recovery. We've moved past the injury, and we're on to recovery.
Slipping on a rug is a bit suspicious.
I told you I told you what happened. That is what happened. I don't know what you want from me. That is exactly what happened.
Yeah, it happened.
I can't even make it up. I wish I could.
It happened at 5 a.m. in right. Las Vegas. Like, okay. I mean, let's just
it happened exactly what I said. And Courtney's comeback was, well, you sound old. And I said, well, there you go. And then she brought it to the air. Thanks,
so,
Courtney.
So you slipped and then you went to catch,
well,
you catch yourself with putting your foot back. And that's kind of where it popped.
Yeah, you just trip. You just trip and you fall awkward. So when you fall, you like your landing leg. When you fall, it just basically the way you fall, it just popped it, and it just I don't know. It doesn't feel pleasant. Obviously, it feels like a gunshot. And the first thing you do is you kind of like everyone always says, like you turn behind you and there's nobody there because it feels like you get kicked.
Right.
So.
Kicked right in the calf.
It's the way it happened to me is just literally when I fell awkward, it just you land directly like flat footed and it just kind of popped. You do it right away. And
Brett, where are you this morning on your beloved Boston Red Sox?
Yeah, I think potentially you could have a season. You could have a summer where they're making a playoff push.
Oh, so you're back in.
Yeah, I've always been in. I think to get you need to look realistically at it, right? Like they cleared out Devers, and now they're starting to play good. They have the sixth best offense in all of baseball. They're starting to play better. They're starting to pitch better. I think pitching is most important to their success, but for them to hit the playoff strike, they have 70 games left. For them to make the playoffs, it comes down to about they need to win 40 of 70 games. So they need to go 10 games above 500 the next 70, which that's why this stretch that they have this week is incredibly important. They got to take care of business this week and put themselves in position going into the trade deadline. So could it be done? Yeah, but they've kind of dug themselves a hole, right? They're two games up. They're two games above 500, and they need to make some serious. They need to make up some. They need to dig out. So they need to make up some of that from the first half of the season and not playing good. And they're still not playing great. They're still not playing great defensively. They're pitching. Their bullpen starting to wear down a little bit. So, but we're all right. We could have a season.
Brett, do you believe Craig Breslow when he says that what he's going to do at the trade deadline is to improve this team in 2025? And does that mean being a buyer in your mind?
Yeah, I do. I think the one you guys were talking, Courtney, you were talking earlier about Jaren Duran. I think there's a path for them to do both. I think if they make a baseball trade with Jaren Duran, so Jaren Duran does have 3 years left of contract. He's under control for three more years this year and three more after at cheap money. So when they say 12 teams are interested in Jaren Duran, I do believe that there are 12 teams. The problem that I see, Courtney, is that the 12 teams that are interested in Jaren Duran are all playoff teams, and they're not teams that are interested in trading one of their quality players. Does that make sense? So like they don't want to make a baseball trade because they're trying to make the playoffs. They're more interested in trading prospects, where I think the Red Sox need a number two starter, a quality bat back in return for Jaren Duran, who I don't think they should trade him, but I think if you can get a number two pitcher back for him with control, that's fine. But I have faith in Craig. I have faith in Craig, and I do think they're going to be a buyer. I think he's proven that his moves in the offseason worked. I think he's putting a pretty good team on the field. Do you agree with that, Courtney? Do you like Craig Breslow's moves, or where do you stand on that?
Yeah, I think that I overall think that Craig Breslow's taken almost too much heat when it comes to the Red Sox. I think that he and Sam Kennedy are the first line of defense because the Henrys don't really speak much. And I think that it's been unwarranted a lot of this season. I like the moves that he's made. I trust him, actually.
Brett, you want them to focus on pitching. When it comes to a move deadline-wise, you want them to focus on pitching.
Yeah, number two starter and a huge bullpen piece would be the two areas.
I don't think you have to worry about first base. Like, you kind of have those two guys platooning there. And
yeah, I think they're doing a good job. Gonzalez last night and Toro, they've been kind of – Brett, would you – so then I think that because we've had this discussion about Jaren Duran, I mean, I wouldn't trade him, but he's your most valuable asset. You have these other guys that are playing well. Then would you wait till after the season?
Yeah. You could do too. I would wait to the off season to trade him. Right. Mm-hmm. I think you're going to get more back for Jaren Duren. I think in the off season, because like I said, Wiggy, the 12 teams that are interested in Jaren Duren right now are trying to make the playoffs. So it doesn't make sense for them to give you one of their best pitchers for Jaren Duren. But in the off season, now you can trade him to 30 teams. Right. So it kind of opens up your possibilities, and I think you're going to get a better return. So I think if you're going to trade Jaren Duren, it might be this year, but I don't think the return is going to be as good as if you wait until the offseason. That's just that would be my take on it. But he is your most valuable asset, and he does have 3 more years of control. And he was a top 5, top 10 MVP candidate last year. He has regressed a little bit this year, but he's in the prime of his career, and he's not making a lot of money. He's going year to year with arbitrations. He's not making a ton of money.
But if you can get a legit, as you said, a legit number 2 pitcher, then you trade Jaren Duren all day long. I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do that all day long, unfortunately.
Yep. You trade Jaren Duren, and then I think you can move the pieces around a little bit, Greg, to make it work in your outfield and your lineup, and I think you're all right. But you need pitching. Yep. You know, and with Bregman coming back, you know, the rising tide lifts all ships. So you get Bregman back, and that puts him at number 2 in the lineup, and that's a huge right-handed at-bat for you. Everyone else slides down, and your offense just continues to get better. But Bregman coming back is a really, really valuable piece.
Baseball, Brett, great to hear your voice. And you
talk to you soon, Greg.
You, like a lot of us, are back. The Red Sox are back.
Yep.
Back, buddy. I'm back, buddy.
They're back.
There you go. Get healthy, too.
It's the third time I've been back this season.
Well,
but I'm
you
back.
Know, they'll keep you there, man. That's the thing about it. There's the thing about it. They will keep you there.
All right. You can watch this show every day on Twitch or YouTube. And on Twitch, this show is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And they are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. If you are looking for a diamond, then they will sell you one at the very best price. Very easy on your wallet when you go to Springer's in Portsmouth. And they will teach you everything you need to know about diamonds at Springer's Jewelers. Visit springersjewelers.com. Jones and Keith coming up at 10. Good to have the two of them back together after some summer vacation time. And before that, we are going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20. So still plenty of time to leave one of those. On the Odyssey app, this is Aiden from Florida, not like the rest of us. What's up, Aiden?
How you doing, Greg? Good morning, Courtney, Wiggy, and Shime. Is Curtis in today?
Curtis is on vacation for 4 to 6 weeks.
Very nice. I just wanted to talk to you how I started listening to the show. I thought it was kind of funny. From my drive, I used to live in Foxborough, but I worked in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And in my car, the only station that would work was WEEI. And I was never really a talk show listener.
Yeah.
But now I find myself listening or going out of my way to listen to you guys. So I just want to say I appreciate you guys. You guys do a good job. And you guys keep me entertained in the morning.
Oh, so I'm assuming that in Florida you're listening on the Odyssey app.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
Thanks, love Florida. Aiden.
All right, Aiden.
That's cool.
Is that it?
Love Florida.
We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Very nice.
Some good deals. No problem. Deals on houses down there.
Mm-hmm. What, Florida?
Yeah, Florida real estate.
You only want to move to a place where they're going to pay you to move. Like you were talking about that a few weeks ago. Like some towns in Italy are paying you to move there,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, I would love to, you know, save yourself a little bit of money. Uh-huh. I would move to Italy. If they're going to pay me $100,000 or whatever it was, $50,000 to move to Italy and some of those beautiful locations.
What is the least amount that a destination could pay you to move there, to go through the process of moving, which sucks?
I'll take the $30,000.
Yeah. To move? Entire life?
Yeah. For
$30,000?
Yeah,
you have 3 children, and they all live here.
You ever hear of an airplane?
I'm just saying that.
Aren't you going to Ireland?
That 30 grand's not going to stretch.
I think there's places in Ireland that are doing the same thing.
I know.
I would be interested.
I mean, how far
write my book?
Isn't it, Greg? You've been to Italy.
To write your book?
Oh, that's, yeah.
What are you writing a book on?
It's a fantasy book, Greg. You wouldn't like it.
Sexual?
No, no romanticy here, Courtney.
Maybe I'll write a book if I move to Italy. Greg, how long was the flight there?
What, to Italy?
Yeah, you went there.
It's like 4.5-5 hours.
That's
like,
it?
It's like going to Ireland. It's like
okay.
Flight to Ireland is 6 hours, I think. Right?
Going there six, yeah, seven and six, a half coming yeah. back.
Okay, I mean, you know, I can always jump back on. I become an Italian citizen. I mean, it's probably not.
What would you do for work?
I mean, if they're paying me for to live in like a nice little bungalow
or
something.
They pay you once to move. They don't pay you to live there.
Do I need much money to live in Italy? I live off like, you know.
I mean, I think you do. I just think the 30 grand is not really going to stretch much. You're going to need to find a place to live.
Well, I think they give you a place to live, too.
Okay, so then take that out of it. But then you've got three kids flying back and forth to Italy.
My kids are adults. Yeah, we fly, you know. We'll fly over here. They can fly to see us. I mean, you know, you're living off the land and, you know, basically retired and just chilling. Now you become the, you know, I feel like every one of those beautiful foreign countries, they got that one guy in town. Maybe I could start, like, you know, cobbling shoes or something.
Wiggy, one of the isles in Ireland would pay you up to $92,000.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. I'm looking at the article right now. It's a... travel and leisure article. It's a county in Ireland that is part of the Our Living Islands program, pays participants about 90 grand to move to a select number of its gorgeous isles.
Wow. I would do it. And that work in like a pub or something. I mean, can you get a like...
You would be a hit, honestly. Yeah. You would be... Right. People would love you there.
Hey, what brings you to Italy, buddy? Ciao, bella!
That's not...
Yeah!
You would. I feel like you would talk the patrons to death. Normally, it's the... bartender who just sits there and listens. Yes. I think you working in some kind of a bistro in Italy would talk the people to death. This is David. Oh, David also from Florida. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
What's up?
How are we doing today?
Doing great. What's up?
So, Wiggy, you would move across the world and just totally isolate yourself and just... come up with a new way of life for 30 grand.
I think you're doing good over there. I see people that are moving to Thailand, they're moving to Colombia. It's like, you know, $300 a month for rent. They're living like kings down there. So if I can go to Italy and kind of maybe do the same thing.
Great question. How would your kids get their hair cut if you weren't here with them?
Well, I mean, you know what?
You're grown adult sons.
Now so that they know how to do it, they'll be fine.
What about all the strip clubs over there?
They got a lot of strip clubs in Italy?
I don't know.
Or maybe
you
open
there was some
one.
In Ireland. You tried to go to, but no women.
Yeah, they
right?
don't let women in, which is weird.
I'll tell you, Wiggy, you got some balls if you would do that.
I'd give it a shot. All
now, right. my question is though, getting back to the Red Sox and the trading deadline and everything, who do you think would bring more in return, Jaron Duran or Roman Anthony?
Oh.
They're not trading Roman Anthony, so it's a silly question.
You do not have the number one prospect in Major League Baseball. Finally get him up here and then trade him.
And then when he, you know, he looks like, you know, he's hitting the ball well, I don't think you...
Over his last seven games, he's hitting like .350. Yeah, they're not trading him.
No. I think you trade Duran, like Baseball Brett said, that you would be able to... I know he said that the teams that are interested are all playoff teams, so I get it if you hold on to him and do it after the season, but if you find a team that's willing to give you up a legitimate number two pitcher,
that. If you believe Craig Breslow and he says what they're going to do in a couple weeks, is it 2 weeks? Yeah.
End of July 30th.
It's just time. Like, you get to the 4th of July, and, like, summer is... There's not much left anymore. And the weather in June sucked.
Ugh. Yeah.
And May sucked.
So I feel like summer just started, and now it's already past the 4th of July. It's like over.
But September will be beautiful.
Yeah. Like, September don't count, though. Like, September's not
in
summertime.
In your mind, but why can't it start to be?
Because anybody who... September is like, we're back to the grind. Where June, July, and August, it's like, all right, you're in chill mode. It's even to the end of May, you're like, all right, in chill mode. September is like, ugh, yeah. I'm back to the grind. And then before I know it, the winter's going to be here.
No, but I think if you believe Craig Breslow mm-hmm. when he says we're going for it this year,
right,
then you have to trade Jaren Duran.
All day.
That's where your value
Not
is.
Even Breslow, but we had Sam Kennedy on Thursday when we were down at Lake Winnipesaukee. He said the same thing. If they're legitimately in it, and if they continue to play the way that they're playing, they're going to be, what, a game or two out of a wild card spot. Maybe you're 4 or 5 games back in the division, which is still striking distance. I could see them... You know, how do they sell to us not doing anything after they told us?
They are not going to be able to.
Right.
They're going to have to do something, especially if they keep winning baseball games. Yeah. So. All right. Red Sox with a win last night. You talk about it all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.